Today, Shiur's Masechta Nazir on Daf Chav Beis. We will begin 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis at the Toshma. In yesterday's Shiur, the Gemara had an Eboya, the Gemara had a question, whether Baal Meyeker Okar, or Dilma Megiz Goyiz. The question was whether the annulment of a netter by a husband uproots the netter retroactively, that's Meyeker Okar, or whether it stops the netter only from the time of his annulment and onward, which is Megiz Goyiz. The difference in halacha between these two possibilities, the Gemara said, would be in a case where a woman makes a netter, and then another woman declares, Va'ani, that she too wants to be subject to a similar netter. The first woman's husband then was Mefer, his wife's netter. So if the annulment is Meyeker Ocker, if it results in retroactive uprooting, it is as if the wife never made a netter. And therefore, the second woman's statement is worthless because she based her own netter on something which was shown retroactively not to have had any effect. If, however, the annulment is only Megiz Goyiz, if it only stops the netter from that time and onward, then the second woman is still subject to a netter, or in this case to a Naziris, since her nether or Naziris is based on a nether, a Naziris that was effective until it was annulled. The Rush here, five or six lines before it gets wide, says the Rush, Iboyalu Bamekar Oker Kamoisha Chacham Oikra Nether Mikari. A Chacham is certainly, there's no question, that he retroactively causes the neder that it didn't go into effect at all, or Megiz Gayiz, or perhaps only from here on, the Kivan, the Mefer, Beloy Pesach Shel Charata, the Rush says the Svara, that since the husband is only being Mefer without an opening of Charata, the Torah gave him an ability to be Mefer without a Pesach of Charata, of regret, Choteich HaSaneder MiIkroi. So the Rush uses this terminology that he cuts off the netter from its source, umevatloi mikanul abo dafka, but then he's mevatl the naziris, or the netter, only from here on in. That was the shaila of the Gemara yesterday. Now the Gemara tries to bring a Toshma, 10 lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Toshma, come in here. I will bring you a proof from the Mishnah further on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there states, Ha'isha Shanadra Benazir, if a woman made a neder to become a Nazira, Vahoisa Shoisa Yayin Matamis Lamesa, and after she made that neder, she drank wine and was Matamis Lamesa, so she has transgressed the terms of her Naziris, that says the Mishnah, Ha'rezu Soifekes Esar Aboyim, she receives Malkus. Ask the Gemara, what's pshat in that Mishnah? Hey, Chidami, what's the case speaking about? If it's speaking about that the Baal was not made for her, Naziris, Tzricha Lameimer, is it then necessary to tell us that she gets Malkus? Of course. It's a law of Sheyesh by Maisa. She went ahead and did the act of drinking wine or being Metama Lameisim. And what reason would there be for her not to get Malkus? So it's pshita. What does the Mishnah have to tell us? Ella pshita must be the hefer lo baal. It's speaking about that the baal was made for her naziris. Ve'i sal kedatach baal me'ekar akar. And if you're going to go according to that sad of the question, of the iboya, that the baal retroactively uproots the netter from day one, amai soifekas arboyim. Why should she receive Malkus? It comes out that the husband has the ability to retroactively annul the whole Naziris. So she wasn't doing anything wrong. She wasn't Iver on any Isser. Then why, in fact, is the halacha that she gets Malkus? Elamai, from here, would be a proof that Megas Goyiz, that it's only from the time that the husband revokes the netter, from here on in, he cuts it off from the root, as the Rush explained to us. But before that, when she, in fact, was Iver, when she drank wine, she committed an Aveira, and that's why she gets Malkus. El Lav Shmam, you know, Baal Megas, guys. The Gemara wants to bring a proof from here that, in fact, it's only Mikan Labon, and it's not retroactive. Answers the Gemara, no proof. Loi lemeim lach, really, I'll tell you, baal mea karakar. Really, he retroactively, just like a chacham, when he's matar and neder through a pesach and charata, so too, the husband has the same ability, and he's able to retroactively remove the entire naziris. And here it's speaking about that he was not mefer. If he was not mefer, you asked me a question before, pshita, so of course that she should get malchus, umishum diktani seifa. Since in the seifa of that Mishnah Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, it states the following case. Hefer lo balo, what happens if she made a naziris, and the husband overheard her neder or naziris, and he was mefer it. Vehi lo yada, she did not know that he was mefer the naziris, and she went ahead and drank wine and was matama to the mesim. So the Mishnah states, Eina seifekes es arbom, she does not get malchus, as we turn to Dav Chav Beis Amud Aleph, tana nami reisha seifekes. So that's why it says in the reisha also that she does get malchus, as the bottom Tosfos on Chav Aleph Amud Beis explains, in Divrei Maskil, lo'ilam me'akar akar, umayri shaloi hefer. The case over here is speaking about he was not mefer, because if in fact he was mefer, then retroactively she would not be in Nazira and she would not get malchus. So if it states in the ratio she gets malchus, it must be the husband did not nullify the Naziris. Let's see the Tosfos inside. Udika amrat tzrich lemeimer. You asked me a question. So it's pshita, of course she gets malchus. Mishum seifa de itzrich le lemisne. Ena seifekes. Tani reisha agav seifa de seifekes. So the reisha is because of the seifa. Now Tosfos says, what do I need the seifa for? To exclude the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, he says in that Mishnah, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, to Omar, the chinami heifel abayel v'shasa yayin loike makas mardis, his sheet is that there is a punishment of malchus midrabbanan, and therefore the Tanakama excludes Rabbi Yehuda. He says there is no malchus in that case, and since we needed the seifa to exclude Rabbi Yehuda, therefore we already told you the poshut case of the reisha, that if her husband did not nullify her neder and she transgressed, that if she gets malchus, even though that is a milsa de pshita. Now Tosfos asks a very good question. V'im taimer, if we're going like the shita of Me'akar Akar, that retroactively there was no Naziris, my Irya Hefer Lova Acher Kachoysa Shoysa, so why did the case have to be that the husband was first Mefer, and then she drank or Metamal Mesim, and she didn't know that he was Mefer it, Lashmein and Shoshosa V'nitma, V'Acher Kach Hefer La? Why can't the case be that she made a neder of Naziris, she drank wine, the husband heard about it, and then he nullified it? The halacha would be, according to the Tanakhama, de'ena seifeka, she would not get malchus. Why? Ki even de mi'akar akar. We're going like the opinion that it's retroactively there is no Naziris. So according to that shita, why do you tell me the case that he nullified it and she didn't know? And then she drank, even if she drank and was matama lemesim, and then he nullified it, but retroactively there's no nether. So why don't tell me a bigger chiddush? Answers Tosfos v'yesh loimer de mishum Rabbi Yehuda naked hachi. You're right. In the Tanakhama, it would have been a bigger chiddush that way. But we wanted to say a bigger chiddush in the words of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you get malchus. So not only does Rabbi Yehuda hold you get malchus where she made the neder and she drank, and then he was made for it, but even if he was made for it before she drank, Rabbi Yehuda says she would still get malchus. Da filo behefer va'achikach shasa seifekes makas mardis. Afo gav dekvar hefer. Why? What's the reason? Says Tosfos. Kiven dili isura nischavna. And if you look at the bottom of Rashi, the last three words, the same thing. Kiven dili nischavna li isura. She was mechavan to Isser. She didn't know that her husband nullified her Naziris. So in her mind, she's a Nazira. And she knows she's not supposed to drink wine or be Matama Mason. And yet, in her mind, she did an act of rebellion against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says, you get Malchus Mardis Midarabonim. Midaraisa, she did nothing wrong, because she was not a Nazira. Because retroactively, Makar Akar, there was no Naziris. But Midrabbanan, because she thought in her mind to rebel against the mitzvah of keeping the dinim of Naziris, she gets Malkus. The Gemara later on Daf Chaf Gimel, and also the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, tells us on the Pasuk, Isha HaFeirum Vashem Yislachla, her husband, Isha, her husband, broke her nether, and Hashem should forgive her. So the Gemara wants to know, Bameh HaKosav Medaber, what's the Pasuk speaking about? Why should she need Kapora? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says she gets Malkus Midrabbanan. Tana Kamahol, she doesn't get Malkus. But yet, there is, the Gemara is now going to say, you know what the Pasuk speaking about? Be'isha shenadra benazir, v'shama ba'ala, v'heferla, v'hila yadish heferla, our case, hila yadish heferla ba'ala, v'hoysa shayse amatam lemesim, so she needs kapara. In other words, even though the Tana Kama doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that she gets Malkus Midrabbanan, but he agrees that she has to do tshuva, and she has to receive a kapora, v'Hashem yislach la, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to forgive her. And the Gemara goes on to relate, both in Kedushin and further on Daf Chav Gimel, that when Rabbi Akiva came to this pasuk, Rabbi Akiva kavi mata l'hai psuka havi bachi, when he came to this pasuk, he would cry. Why? Omar, Rabbi Akiva said, because Rabbi Akiva said, what's our case speaking about? The woman thought she did an Isser in her mind. She drank wine when she thought she's a Nazira. Really, she was not a Nazira. So she had a bad machshava, but the Maisa turned out to be okay. And yet she needs kapora. So what about if a person bemazed it? If she would have done this, if she would have done bemazed it, and it would have worked out that she was a Nazira, and she did drink wine, and not only was her machshava bad, but her maisa was bad. So certainly you need kapora from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Akiva was crying when he came to this pasuk. So it comes out that we have the worst madrega is mezid, where not only is your machshava bad, but your maisa is bad. But we also have where your machshava is bad, but the maisa turns out good, because she wasn't a nazira. There is also a third case. The third case is shaygig, where a person, for example, a person wanted to eat kosher. He's been going into a restaurant for 25 years under the OU, and he's been ordering his regular corned beef sandwich, and he goes in one day again. He didn't realize the OU took off the hechsher, and now it's a treif restaurant. And he has the same waiter, and everything looks the same. He orders his corned beef sandwich, and he discovers after he eats it, it's no longer under the OU, and he ate a treif corned beef sandwich. So there, his machshav is good to eat kosher. And yet his maisa is no good. So that's the case of shaygig. We know you have to bring a korban chatas. You need tshuva on that. The question is, we know mezid is the worst, machshava and maisa, which were bad. Which of these two cases is worse? The case where Rabbi Akiva cried, where there was a bad machshava but a good maisa, the woman who was a nazira, which her husband retroactively annulled her naziras, and yet she drank wine thinking she's a nazira, bad machshava, good maisa, or is shaygeg worse, where he thinks that what he's eating is kosher, and later we discover lemaisa he ate treif. Here it's a good machshava with a bad maisa. Which of those two is worse? So the Marsha says, the worst one is the woman with the Nazira, who thought she's doing something against Hashem, and it turned out she didn't do anything wrong. And that's Pshat, says the Marsha in the Gemara. Hir hure aveira, kushin me aveira. Because she wanted to rebel against Hashem. Luckily for her, a person wants to eat a piece of chazer, and it turns out he ate lamb, and it was kosher. He thought he's eating chazer, he turned out he ate lamb. So the hearer of an Aveira, the thinking to rebel, to be moreid, the Rosher uses the Lashon merida against Hashem, to do an Isser against Hashem, even though it turns out good. Hiruri Aveira, caution me Aveira, says the Marsha, that's even worse than Shoyge, where the Maisa turns out not good, even though there was no hearer against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara. Tashima will bring, we're on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the top line. Tashima will bring a raya to this shaila of Miyakar Akar, our Megas Gaius, from the following halacha. Ha'isha shenadra benazir v'nitmas. A woman became a nazira, then she became tamei, va'acha kachefa labala. And after she became tamei, and the Rishonim speak out, she set aside a korban for her tumah, then the husband made hafora. The halacha is, mevi'a chatasoif, ain't a mevi'a oilasoif. She brings the chatasoif, and she doesn't bring the oilasoif. Let us make a short hakdama. In Bamidbar Perek Vav Pasuk Yud, it tells us that by a nazir tameh, a nazir becomes tameh, he has to bring a chatas, an oila, and an asham. It says that he should yavi shtei soirim, he should bring two turtle doves, or shnei b'nei yoina, or two young pigeons, and in Pasuk Yud-Alef, it continues and says, va'osa ha'koyin echad l'chatas, ve'echad l'oila. One of the birds should be for a chatas, and one should be for an oila. Now, and then there's also, he has to bring a korban asham as well. Now, before we get into the actual halachas of our sugi right here, just to share with the oilam, we just read Parshas Tazria, and we're speaking about Shnei Sorim, or Shnei B'nei Yoina. There's a fascinating Ramban and Balaturim in, we're in Parshas Tazria, Shnas, Tovshin, Samad Ches, the week which we just laned last Shabbos, Parshas Tazria. So the Baal HaTurim there points out by an Isha Yoledes who has to bring a, if she can afford it, she brings Keves Ben Shnasa Lo'ayla, Uben Yona Oysor L'chatos. She brings one young pigeon or one turtle dove as a chatos. What happens if she's very poor, the Pasuk says? Vim loy simtza yada de se, she doesn't, can't afford a lamb. V'locha shtei soirim o shnei b'nei yoina. Then she brings two torim or two b'nei yoina. Points out the Baal HaTurim that wherever you have torim or b'nei yoina together, for example, in our sugya, where we're dealing with a nazir tamei, what korbanis does the nazir tamei have to bring? So it puts torim before b'nei yoina. Or you go to Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph Pasuk Yudalid, if a person in min ha'oif oila korboni l'Hashem, v'hikrev min ha'toyrim, oi min b'nei ha'yoina es korboni. You always find, says the Baal HaTurim, that toyrim come before b'nei yoina. The only exception, says the Baal HaTurim, is by the Isha Yoledes, who's rich, and she can afford a lamb, so for the chata she brings ben yoina oitar. If she's poor, it says immediately she brings toyrim oi ben yoina. But if she's rich and she's bringing a lamb, she brings one ben yoina or one tar. Ask the Baal HaTurim, why is this the only place that ben yoina comes before tar? Everywhere else in the whole Torah, toyrim come before ben yoina. So the, he explains it based on the Ramban. The Ramban says that the reason Hashem chose toyrim b'nei yoina as birds for korbanos, why not a chicken? A chicken is a kosher bird, but it's, you cannot bring it as a korban. Answers the Ramban that a chicken, it's kosher, however, it is not faithful to its mate. It has relationships with others. So such a bird, even though it's a kosher bird, is not allowed to be a korban l'Hashem. Torim u'b'nei yoina are faithful to their mate, and therefore they can be brought as a korban. Which one of these is more desirable? Torim always before ben yoina. Why? Because the ben yoina is faithful to its mate, but if its mate dies, it'll take another mate. The torim are so faithful to their mate that even if the mate dies, it will never take another mate forever. So such a nemonus, such a faithfulness that the Torim represent makes them choice number one. So if you're going to take for an Ola, Torim, or B'nei Yoina, which one should you take first? Take two Torim. And then if you don't have Torim, then the second choice is B'nei Yoina. Says the Baal HaTurim, when you're taking two, so I can take a couple. I can take these two. I'm not dividing up a family. Mashi ain't can buy your lettuce. The halacha is she brings only one. Ben Yona oy tor. There the Ben Yona comes first. We know the Torah is drachel darchei noyam. Everything about the Torah is pleasant. The Torah didn't want, if you're only going to take one bird, what's going to happen? If you take the Torah will stay faithful to its mate to such an extent that it will never take another mate. You're going to leave this Torah, if it has a mate, you're going to leave this Torah alone for the rest of its life. So the Torah said, rather, if you're going to take one, you're going to break up a couple and take one, take the Ben Yonah. Because what will the Ben Yonah do after its mate is taken as a korban? It will find another mate. The Torah didn't want to go ahead and divide up a family. When you're taking two, so I could take the both together, there take the Torah because of its faithfulness, even more than the Bnei Yonah. But where you're taking only one, there the Torah says, take Ben Yonah instead of Torah. And from here we learn out, the Mefarshim say, the midah of faithfulness. Where does it say in the Torah a person should be a neman? He should be faithful to someone else. That we can learn out from this mitzvah of Torah ben Yonah. Rav Simcha Zissel Brody in his Sefer on the Ramban, Som Derech, says that from here we see the concept of kiner mitzvah v'Torah or. A person is in a blackout. And he wants to go up a flight of stairs. He takes a candle or a flashlight, but that will only light up the step in front of him. Kiner mitzvah. Every mitzvah has a certain light. Every mitzvah has one of the lights of Taryag. But if in a blackout, suddenly the electric company puts on the lights and the entire house is full of light, he will see the entire stairway. Says Reb Simcha Zissel Brody, this is a mashal, that when a person focuses on one mitzvah, he only sees the light of that mitzvah. But if he delves into a mitzvah through Torah, through learning, like we saw here in the Ramban, if we were to ask you, where is the mitzvah of Nemanis written in the Torah? You don't know where that's written. But if you look through Torah and you study each mitzvah in depth, then kiner mitzvah, v'Torah, Torah enlightens the whole house. A person's able to see not just one focus of Taryag. Through Torah, he can see in each mitzvah the rest of the Torah. He can learn Nemanis from the birds. This is the idea of Reb Simcha Zissel Brody. Getting back to our sugya. So now we have by a woman Nazira who became Tameya, she sets aside one of these birds for a chatasoif and one of them for oilasoif. The Gemara says, Mevia chatasoif, the chatasoif she brings, the ena mevia oilasoif, but the oilasoif she does not bring. The east alkadatach baal megas gaya. So what happened here? This woman was a nazira, and she became tamei, and her husband was made for the netter. If you're going to say that the husband only cuts off the netter from now on, so it comes out when his wife was matame, she did an avera. She has to bring a korban. She was a nazir who became tamei. And then her husband, from now on, nullified the netter, but not retroactively. So if so, tasi nami oila soif. So why doesn't she also have to bring an oila? Why does she only have to bring a chatas? She should also have to bring an oila. So the Gemara is going to ask immediately, so if you hold mekar ukker, if it retroactively takes away, then she shouldn't bring the chatas soif either. What's going on here? Memanavshak. But let's just stop for one moment to discuss the machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos are questioning what happened to the Asham. The Gemara doesn't speak about Asham. Why don't we discuss whether she should bring an Asham or not? So Rashi says there's no need to discuss an Asham because an Asham, a Nazir Tomei, only brings when his Naziris ended in a disaster because he became Tomei. He's going to have to start up a whole new Naziris. So at that time, he brings an Asham for the previous Naziris. But over here, where this woman, she has no Naziris anymore because her husband Megas Gaya, even if he cut it off from now on, she is no longer a Nazir. So Memela, there the Gemara had no question that she does not have to bring an Asham. Rashi says an Asham you only bring if you're going to restart the Naziris again, where you automatically have a Chiv to restart the Naziris. Here you don't have automatically a Chiv to restart, therefore you would not bring an usher. However, Tysus, the top Tysus, disagrees, and Tysus says the Gemara's question is Hu adin da ashram nami boy la lasuye. That if you hold Megas Gaias, the Gemara is assuming just like she should bring oilus oif, she would have to bring the ashram also. The reason the Gemara doesn't mention it is because chatas oif and oilus oif are written in the same pasuk. Va'asa koyin echad lechatas va'echad l'oila. So we lump them together. The Gemara says if she brings if Megas Gaias, then not only should she bring a chatas, she should bring oila. But Hu adin says Tysus, disagreeing with Rashi, that we would then have to bring an ashram as well. So the Gemara right now says it must be that mek or ukr, and that's why she does not bring an oilus oif, because she wasn't a nazira who became tameh. Her husband retroactively nullified the netter from day one. Ask the Gemara, ve'elamai mek or ukr? Oh, so you want to bring a proof that mek or ukr? So chatas oif nami lo tesi. So why is it then that she does have to bring the chatas oif? The Gemara says, Hachinami, you're right. If you hold Mekar Ukr, she shouldn't have to bring anything. For Ha'amani Reb Lazar HaKapper here. This is going according to Reb Lazar HaKapper. Disanya, we learned in a brisa, Reb Lazar HaKapper Oimer, Ma Tam Alover Masher Chata Ala Nefesh. It says in that pasuk, when the Koyin makes Echad L'Chatas V'Echad Lo'ila, V'Chiper Olov Me Asher Chata Ala Nefesh, which Rashi and Taina says, is usually a language where someone killed someone. Where there's no one got murdered over here. What's this lashon asher chata on nefesh? V'chi be'ezen nefesh chata zeh. How did this person sin against another person? Ella, you know who he sinned? It means he sinned against himself. A person who Hashem wants a person to enjoy what he gave him in this world, and this person made himself another, not in allowing himself to enjoy the yayin, he's called a chayta. And for that reason, says Reb Lazar HaKapper, you have to bring a korban here. And Valoy Dvorim Kavachoymer concludes Reb Lazar HaKapper. Umaze Shalit Siratzma Elman Yayin Nikra Chayta. This person who only abstained from wine is called a sinner. Hametzaratzma called Dovra Lachas Kamakama. Someone who is Mitzar himself from everything is certainly called a Chota. Now, the Rush and Tysus on Daf Yotes explained the following. If this woman would have been a Nazira Tahira, and the husband would have nullified her neder, her Naziris retroactively, she would not have to bring a korban. But since we, and if she bring a Nazira Tahira, brings a seh lechatas. So if she wouldn't have become Tomei, and the same scenario, the Baal was Mefer, and even though she separated the Seh Lechatos, she would not bring it, because she was Mitzar herself. But, since we're talking about a Nazira who became Tmeya, what does a Nazira Tmeya bring? A bird, as we explained, Torim, Oh, B'nai Yonah, she brings birds. So now, many factors come together to cause her to bring this korban, even though her husband nullified. You're right. If you hold that what? Mekar Ukr. So you asked a good question. If Oilus Oif is Nekar, so Chatas Oif should also be Nekar. But since you have a convergence here of many factors, what are the factors? Number one, she separated it. Number two, what did she separate? She separated a bird. And birds are easier to bring on the Mizbeach than animals. For example, the din is if you have a suffix whether to bring a Chatas Oif or not, you bring it to me suffix. If you have a suffix on a behemoth chattis, you don't bring it. So since it's easier to bring it. And finally, here's where Rabbi Lazar HaKapper comes into the picture. She also did something wrong by preventing herself from drinking wine. She's Mitzar, so now when I have these three factors together, she was Mafresh a korban. And which korban? Not a behemoth, but an oif, because she's a Nazirat Meya. So even though her husband retroactively took away the Naziris, and really it would make sense she shouldn't have to bring anything, we say here, since she in addition was Mitzar herself, for three reasons together, she has to bring this Chatas Oif. Continues the Gemara. So right now, according to what we just finished, it's Mekar Ukr. And you have to bring the Chatas Oif according to Reb Lazar HaKapper. Toshima, the sign we learned in the Brisa. Behedja, we had this exact Shiloh that you raised of a woman who heard another woman making a Naziris, and she said, Vani, and you asked the Shiloh whether this would be Makrocker or Megas Gaius. We had that Shiloh in a Tosefta. Ha'isha Shanadr Benazir. Vishama Chavertavam Rani. I also want to be a Nazira. Ubo Balash or Rishon of Eflah, and the husband of the first one came and was Mefer, he Muteris. His wife is Mutter, because her husband was Mefer. She is no longer a Nazira. The chaverta asura, but the chaverta is asur. Why? Because because we say megis gaius shmami no baal megis gaius. He's only doing it. My wife till now was a nazira. So when you were matvis, when you said vani, that's hatfasa. I am latching myself onto the naziris of my friend. Your friend at that moment was a nazira. And even when the husband annuls the naziris, it's only mikana labo, it's not my friend, it's not retroactive. So at that moment, she was a nazira. You latched onto her. You remain a nazira. Because he only nullified his wife. Your nazira stays in place. But if we would say mekar akar, so then from day one, she was not a nazira, his wife. If so, then the chavrta would not be a nazira either. So we see megas guys. Ask Tosfos in Divrei HaMashchil. Toshma, three lines before it gets wide, ask Tosfos, Ksas Kasha. You just finished the sugi a few moments ago by Chatas Oiv, and you were going to Mekar Akar, and it's going like Rabbi Lazar Kapper, and now suddenly you turn around and you say Megas Gaius. So Tosfos says, Ein Echanami. That was going according to who? According to Rabbi Lazar Kapper. But we paskin like the Chachomim. So Ein Echanami, Tosfos says, it's a Machloikis Tanoim, this Shiloh. You asked the Shah, Mekar Akar or Megas Gaius? According to Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, it's Mekar Akar. But according to the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Elazar HaKapper, and they say, you don't have to bring a Korban Chattas for being Mitzar yourself for Yayin. So, in the Chanami, they will hold that it's Megas Gaius. Who do we paskin like? And the Rambam paskins like this. We paskin like the Chachamim, that Megas Gaius. So we find by a Talmud Chacham, there we know there's an Indian of Atarah. And Atarah, the Tshuvas HaRashba, which is Meyuchas to the Ramban, explains the difference between a Chacham and a husband is the Chacham is Matar, means he unties a knot. When you untie a knot in a string, at the end, it's as if there was never a knot there to begin with. So when a chacham is matter through a pesach of charata, so there it unties the knot like there was nothing there from day one. However, the way the Gemara comes out at the end, the way Tosfos explains that it's a machlokes Rabbi Elazar HaKapper and the Rabbanan, we pass like the Rabbanan, so then it is hafora. Hafora means he says the Tshuvas HaRashba, based on a pasuk in E of Perikid Beis, pasuk He, Mefer Machshavos Arumim. Mefer means that he breaks, he doesn't let the sly ones, their thoughts, come into fruition. Hashem is Mefer, means he doesn't let it come about. So Mefer means from here on in, the Arumim had their evil Machshavos. The Rabbeinu Shloilem doesn't let it come into fruition. So Hafora, says the Ramban, is Miloshen not letting it continue. You wanted it to be a full term Naziris. I made for it. I'm not letting it go forward. But retroactively, from day one, there was a Naziris here. So since by a husband, the Torah uses the Lashon, the Heferes Nidra, it doesn't use the Lashon of Atara. It uses the Lashon of Afora, so therefore it means from here on in. Therefore we understand very well the Halacha, that Chacham Shematir B'Lashon Baal, he uses, a Chacham will use the Lashon of Afora, or a Baal Shemefer B'Lashon Chacham of Hatara, Lo Yomar Klum. It's meaningless. Why? Because each one's action is specific. The husband is from now on, according to the Maskan of the Gemara. Chacham is from day one, and therefore each one has to use precisely that Lashon. Ask the Shas and Chuvas Ridvaz on the Rambam in Hilchas Nedarim Perikud Gimel, Halacha Beis, says that the Baal is Mefer Neder Mitchilasai. So the Aster Ritvaz, he's against the Maskan of the Gemara here, Megas Gaius. And the Rambam is Soyser himself. The Rambam himself paskins like our Gemara, the Megas Gaius. How could the Rambam say that it's the Baal's made for Netter, Mitchilasai? Answers the Shastra's Ritvaz that it means Mikanel Abolim Afreya. Taka lema Freya from day one. It's not Neker. The woman who was Matfis and the other woman, her Naziris remains a Naziris. But for certain dinim, it'll be Nigeia where from now on, we look at it as if there was never a nether. In actuality, way back there, there was a nether. That's how the Ritvaz learns in the Rambam. It only works to be oikaret lemafreya mikano labo. But from lemafreya itself, it does not work. Rav Meir Simcha writes in the name of the Rashba that not only do we paskin megas gaius by a husband with his wife, but a father with his daughter, there's also the same halacha that megas gaius, both the husband, the wife, is Saimach on her husband, that she's only making a netter al-das her husband. A daughter is only making her netter al-das her father. And therefore, by both, the din is the same. That Megas Gaius, when the husband or the father break the netter, it's only from here on in. Continues the Gemara on the last line of Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Reb Shimon Omer. This is the end of this Tosefta. Im Omra lo hareni kemoisech. Shtei mutars. If she says to the other woman, not va'ani, but she says, I am like you, then if the husband is oiker, the netter of his wife, if he's made for it, then they both become mutter. So we have a machloikas here in Tosfos, at the end of the Tosfos Toshima. The first shita says there's no machloikas here between Rab Shimon and the Tana Kama, because the Tana Kama was speaking about a lashon va'ani, and Rab Shimon is speaking about a lashon hareini kimaisech. Says Tosfos that when you say vani, it means that I'm not exactly like you. I'm being matvis in you. If you get your naziris broken later, my naziris is still chal because at the time that you made the naziris, I was matvis at that time, and you remain a nazir if megas gaius. But if I say hareini kemoisech, says Tosfos, what I mean to say is that if your netter gets broken in the future, lo yochel olai naziris kol ikar, the second last line of that Tosfos. Then what I'm saying is that I never meant to be a nazir from day one. That's when my fate will remain the same exactly as your fate. Says Tosfos, v'rab shimon lo bolif flugia most of the Tanakama. El lohoisav olai, he's not coming to argue in the Tanakama. He's just trying to add, and the Tanakama is moida to Rab Shimon, according to the first pshat in Tosfos. Second pshat in Tosfos says no. That hareini kemoisech, that's the same that I'll interpret vani. And by both of them, Rab Shimon is arguing on the Chacham. And he says, even Vani, what I mean to say is, my fate is like yours, according to Rab Shimon. If your Naziris goes down, so does mine, because from day one, I never meant it to be Naziris, unless your Naziris will remain intact. The Chachamim disagree with this, and according to this, it's a Machloikis, Rab Shimon, and the Tanakama. Continues the Gemara on Chav Beis Amud Beis, Mar Zutra, Berei Rav Mori Omar, Hai, Hainu Durami Bar Chama. This case that we just got finished, where we said if a woman was mat for her naziris in someone else, since Megas Gaius, the husband was made for the netter, it's only mekana labo. So the wife's naziris is batal, but her naziris remains intact. This will answer a question that Rami Bar Chama had. Why? The boy, Rami Bar Chama had a question. A person had two pieces of meat in front of him. One was a shlomim, and one was a regular piece of meat. And we know that Allah is that before the zrikas adam, one is not allowed to eat from the shlomim. After the zrikas adam, one is allowed to eat from the shlomim for 2 days and one night, and they have to eat it outside the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. And they have to eat a bit tahara. So it has certain dinim, but it doesn't have the din of an isser to eat it before Zrikas Adam. So when a person says, this meat should be like the shlomim, mahu, what's the din? Ki matvis inish be'ikra matvis. Do I say that what I meant to say with Zevach Shlomim is like the ikr? The ikr means before the Zrikas Adam. The main thing of the shlomim is before it becomes mutter. And the male of this meat will be usser. This is how I'm learning that a pshat of Russian Tosfos. Oy dilma betsinim matvis. When it gets cold. Meaning after the blood is sprinkled, And now I have a heter. Maybe I'm trying to say this should be like the shlamim after the dam is nizrak, and it'll be mutter for me to eat this piece of meat. The Ran in Shavuos learns a little differently, and the Ran in Shavuos says, do I mean to say this is like a shlamim before the dam, or do I mean to say it's like a shlamim period? And therefore, if this piece of meat that so far did not have blood sprinkled from it, but so meanwhile, my meat, the other chulin meat, will be usher like it. But what happens if subsequently I do sprinkle the dam, does get nizrak, the kohen sprinkles the dam, so then that piece of shlamim become mutter. My piece of chulin meat is linked to that one, just like it became mutter, mine will become mutter at the same time. Or do I say no? What I meant to say is the status of the ikar of the shlamim, which was pre Zrika Saddam, and therefore my piece of meat will be usher forever. So what's the Gemara trying to say? When the woman here was matvis in her friend, and her friend's Naziris gets nullified by the husband, you're telling me if Megah's guy is, so the friend's Naziris stays intact. But if you would say, Bitsinana Matvis, if you would say it goes like post, so then by the friend, her Nazirah should become bottle also. Just like the wife's Nazirah becomes bottle. So what did I mean? Did I mean the pre or the post? Did I mean everything? And by the, if I meant the pre, L'chayra, you're telling me that if the Chavrta's Nazira stays intact, that would be Parshat Rami Bar Chamashayla, that what? That Be'ikra Matvis. That I don't mean post, I mean pre. And if I mean pre, you were a Nazira when you, at that time, I was latched onto you through Atvasa, Memela, I remain Aser. But if it would be Betsinana Matvis, so then just like you become Mutter, my fate is linked to you. If you're Mutter, then I should be Mutter as well. L'chay Ritzaraya Be'ikra Matvis, says the Gemara, me dummy. How could you compare one to the other? Hasam over there by the case of shlamim, kiven damar harei alaika baser zevach shlamim, afal gav delachash and izrik dami, even though after the blood is sprinkled, matzi achalei b'chutz, outside the base of Migdash, he can eat it. But Migdash Kaddish, that still has halachas on it. There's, like we said before, you have to eat it b'tahara, 2 days and one night, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Aval hacha, isal kadatach b'tzinin ha-kamatvis, ha-hefer la-bala, it's nothing. What the Gemara means to say is, Rami Barcham at a Shaila, I'm being matzis like a shlamin. Do I mean pre and I can't eat it? Or do I mean post, but I still am restricting myself because I have there's certain halachas. I'll have to eat it patara. I'll have to eat it in Yerushalayim like a shlamim. So it has kedusha. So then I have a good chakira. Do I mean pre or post? But over here, it's not the same kind of case. Here, pre is usur, but post is totally mutter. There's no dinim whatsoever once the husband nullified the naziris. So how could you compare our shaila to the shaila of Rami Bar Chama? There were those who said, Hainu the Rami Bar Chama Vadai. No, it's definitely a beautiful comparison to Rami Bar Chama, and just like here we say, Be'ikra Kamatvis, that I remain a Nazira, even though my friend is not a Nazira, who had been in the Shiloh of Rami Bar Chama, this will be like Ikra, that it'll be like a Zevach HaShlamim, that will be usher to eat before Zrika Saddam. The Gemara continues to explain, the Gemara has a Shiloh now. It came out, if we remember the Sugya on Amud Aleph, that if the woman says, Vani, so then the psak was that even though the husband annulled his wife's naziris, her friend's naziris remains intact. But if, according to Rab Shimon, and it could be according to Tosfos, the Tanakhama agrees in this, if she said, Hareini kamoisech, so then once the wife's naziris is nullified, huadin, the friend's, will be nullified as well, because she linked her fate totally to her friend. The Gemara now is a Shaila. What about the following Lashon? Omar lo hareini nazira be'ikveich, I'm going in your footsteps, mahu. What does the word footsteps mean? She didn't say ani, and she didn't say kamoisek, she said in your footsteps. Do I say hareini be'ikveich b'kulam milsu v'sharya, I'm totally in your footsteps, and it's mutter, or dilma kimikumi delay full of balavasir, or do I mean before your husband nullified it, and I will remain Usher. You will be mutter if your husband nullified it. I will remain usher. Second, Tosfos Divrei Amaskel Amra says a beautiful pshat that what he was really asking is totally in two ways to understand the word Ekev. We find by Adam Arishan that Hashem said, Va'ata teshufenu Akev, that you will get him on his heel. So there the word Akev means the end. Kaloimer besayf da'akicha. Im tutur at gamaniya yemuteris. Shalaya kabalai nazirs lo yachal alai. So do I look at it, the word akiv means a heel, the end, means my fate is totally like yours. If yours is going to be nullified by your husband, then mine is also. Oy dilma, do I say the word akiv is like by Avram? Akev asher shom Avram bekaili. The word Akev there doesn't mean heal. The word Akev there means because, meaning this is the primary reason. So in other words, as Tosfos explains, there I want to be with you primarily. What was your primary objective with the words you said? To become a Nazir. That's what I want to remain. I want to remain with the main thrust of your words, which was to be a Nazir. Your husband nullified it. But what was your Iker goal here? To be a Nazir. Akev, I want to be like you. And then I will not have your fate. If you became mutter through your husband, I will still remain usher. So what word does Akev, what meaning does Akev really mean? Toshima, I'll bring a rye from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Aisha Shinadru bin Nazir, Rishama Balavam Rivani, a woman became a Nazira. And her husband heard and he said, and I also want to be like you. Eino Yachal Hafer, he cannot be made for his wife's Naziris. So the Gemara thought, he can't be Mefer because, as the Gemara is going to say, it's the Gemara is going to say he is trying to be totally like his wife, and if his wife's Naziris is batel, so his Naziris was batel because he's dependent on his wife. And we've learned before that la yachal devari hu ain't a yachal. He's not able to nullify his own neder. And here, if he makes himself dependent on his wife and he's made for his wife, then his neder will become batel also. So the din is ain't a yachal offer, says the Gemara. V'isal kedatach ki amar lo hareini beikvech beikra kamatvus. If you're going to tell me that all the words of hareini beikvech mean is the ikr and not the totality, leifel olidi da v'lukim diday. So what's his problem with being made for his wife? Because it's going to affect his. It won't affect his. Because he meant to say vani, the Gemara is equating vani to ikva, to the word akev. When he meant ani, he was saying to your ikr. And even though later I'm going to be mevatel your netter, that will not affect mine. El alav shemamina, bekul the milsamatvis. Elamai from here's a raya, that when I said vani or akev, I meant in the end, the akev, the heel. The totality. Oh, if it's the totality, so just like if I'm going to be made for you, mine will totally become mutter. I will not be a nazir, and therefore I cannot break my own naziris. So l'chayri yavaraya, da bekula de milsamatas. That's why he cannot be made for his wife's netter. V'hilkach, who do I matzi made for? I can learn from this. He can't be made for his wife because that will affect his own naziris. Ha'isha, a woman, in the case of a woman, da'amar reni be'ikveich, I am in your footsteps. He nami muteris. Really, we could say that I'm totally like you, and I am mutter. I have no reason why I can't be, why we can't say be'ikra. The husband, if we're going to say be'ikra, it'll cause problems. That's why he can't be mefer. But if we take that problem aside, then it would seem that a woman who said be'ikveich, she's going with the totality. And therefore, just like if the woman later, the first woman, her netter was broken through her husband, and she becomes mutter, so would the other woman. The Gemara says, loy no, loy lam be'ikra matvis. Really, we could say that it's not the totality. That if he says be'ikveich, it means in your main part, your beginning part. And therefore, the woman, she would remain usher, even though the first one's Naziris became batel through the husband. Ah, you'll ask me a question if so. So why can't a husband be made for his wife's Naziris in this case? Like we had before in the Gemara. Here, since he said at first, I will want to be like my wife. He's like saying, I am being Mekayim your nether. And therefore, once a person's Mekayim, his wife's nether, he can no longer be made for it. The only way he can be made for it is if he gets a Shaila from a Mechacham on his Hakama. If he can get a Shaila from a Chacham to be Matur his Akama, then he can be made for his wife. But if he can't get a Shaila on his Akama, then once his Akama stands, he can no longer be made for his wife. But it's not because the Gemara thought, it's not because we say, Bekula Matvis, really it's Beikra Matvis. And the reason he can't be made for is for a different reason, because he was already Mekayim, his wife's Naziris. Continues the Gemara with the next part of the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Va'at. If he says, I'm a Nazir and Va'at, what about you? V'am Raman, and she says, yes, I'll also be a Nazira, made for a Shalah, V'shalai Kayim. So then he can break her Naziris, but his remains intact. His Naziris was not dependent at all on his wife's. She was Mekayim her own Naziris by saying Va'ani, and therefore he has a right, if it's something of Inui Nefesh or Dvorim Shebein Olabeino, he has a right to nullify his wife's Naziris. For a minute, I'll ask you a question. That L'chayre, we learned in the Tosefta, not like that. Hareini Nazir Va'at, the same case. I am a Nazir, what about you? Va'amra Amen, and she said, yes. The Dinish, Neim Asurim, they both are Nazirim. And it would seem, here's the question, the Stira, right from these words. It would seem, Shneim Asurim, that he can no longer be made for her nether, her Naziris. In our mission, it says that he can be made for her Naziris. Ve'im Lav, continues the Tosefta, and if she does not say Amen, Shneim Mutarim, then both are Mutter. The husband's also Mutter. Why? Mipnei Shatala Nidroi B'Nidra. Because when he said, the Tosefta understands that when he said, I'm a Nazir, and what about you? He meant to say, if you will accept Naziris, then I'll also be a Nazir. We'll both be Nazirim together. But if you don't accept Naziris, then I won't accept Naziris. Therefore, the din is Shnei Mutarim. But if she said Amen, the Tosefta says, they're both Aser, and it would seem that he cannot be made for his wife's Naziris. That contradicts our Mishnah. So we have two truths from the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tani Mefer Eshalah, V'shalai Kaim. There are various pshatim here in the Gemara. We'll learn a pashut pshat, which is that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Ein Echanami, you have to add these words into the Tosefta, that it says, Shnei Masurim, and Umefer Eshalah, V'shalai Kaim. As if he doesn't do anything, they remain both Aser. But he does have the right to be made for hers, and his remains intact. Even though the conclusion of the Tosefta said that he was totally his nether in hers, and that's why if she doesn't say Amen, he is not a Nazir at all. So how would this explain the ratio where she did say Amen? He said he was totally his nether in hers. So we have to say that he was totally his nether in hers to accept the Naziris. But once she said yes, and therefore his Naziris is being accepted, he did not mean to say that I'm going to have the same fate as yours. I will only be a Nazir if you accept. You say yes, Amen, then we're both Nazirim. But now, as far as the continuation of the Naziris, there I didn't mean to say that what happens to you will happen to me. I can be made for your neder, and that will have no effect on me. I will still remain a Nazir, and you will no longer be a Nazir. This is how Rabbi Yehuda is going to learn pshat in that Tosefta. Abayi, Amar Abayi says, Afil Tamei Kedektani. You don't have to amend the Tosefta and put in an extra phrase. Really, you could leave it the way it is. But we have to understand the word va'at in a different way, and then it will not be a steer on our Mishnah. Bryce is going to call Mar Lo Hareini Nazir va'at. He's not asking a question, va'at, and what about you? He's making a declarative statement. You are a Nazir, I am a Nazir, va'at. And I'm saying that you should also be a Nazir. Dekatalo Nidroi B'Nidra. He was Toila, his Neder, in hers. He's saying, we together are Nazirim. And if you're not going to accept Naziris, then I will not be a nazir at all. So there the halach is shneim asurim. In other words, if she's going to say yes, then we're both asur. And ein echanami, then I will not, Tosis explains, I will not be able to be made for yours, because if you say yes, and I was toila my naziris in your naziris, I meant to say not only in acceptance, that's how Abai is learning, but in duration. And if I'm going to nullify your neder, it'll come out that mine is nullified also. And we have halacha that you can't nullify your own neder. So that's why we remain shneim asurim forever. And we don't add the phrase, mefer shelov v'shaloi kayen. So this will explain the Tosefta. Umas nisen, as we continue on Chof Gimel Amud Aleph, going to Amr Law, hareini nazir v'at mai. Here the v'at is a question. What about you? In other words, I am a nazir regardless. What about you? Do you want to be also? Mishum hachi, may for a shalav, a shalai kayim. So in the Tosefta, either we're both nazirim together or we're not nazirim together. And once you say yes, then I was telling you, we're both nazirim in acceptance and in duration, and I cannot be made for yours because that will affect mine and I can't be made for my own naziris. But where I accepted them upon myself naziris regardless, I just want to know, va'at, what about you? So there, I didn't want to be toiling my naziris on yours. Therefore, the halacha is, may for eshalah, vishalai kaim. He can be made for hers, while his remains intact.